Monday, can't trust that day, all that stuff. That's all behind me now.
I thought you were going to sing.
I was going to, but I just don't want to run our listeners away. So,
okay.
Hey, you got a good question today?
Well, of course, this is the week leading up to the madness that will take place on Sunday, the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So, rather than an entire week, I thought I'd bookend it.
Okay.
So maybe today, maybe Friday,
okay.
And then we'll return to normalcy in between.
That sounds good. Do you have a dog in that hunt? Do you care who wins?
Yeah, I'm pulling for the Browns.
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's right.
We didn't make the
Super Bowl again.
No, they didn't.
We didn't make the playoffs again. Although there's some optimism in the city of Cleveland about their beloved Browns.
Yeah, they're getting better. They really are.
Yeah.
But do you care who wins with the Patriots and the Rams?
I just want a good game, but this is going to sound bad, probably like many. I mean, the Patriots have had their day in the sun so many times. I wouldn't mind seeing the Rams win.
Well, you know what Lefty Giselle said one time?
What did Lefty say?
Sun don't shine on the same dog all the time.
That's correct. However,
he shined on Tom Brady for a long time.
And that Patriots game against the Chiefs, Karen and I are watching.
Yeah.
They get the kickoff in overtime, convert three third and tens, if I remember correctly. So, I mean, they scored, and we just looked at each other and went, you know what?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
I mean, he just gets it done.
It's pretty
he
amazing.
Is a winner.
And Mahomes never had a chance in that overtime period there.
No,
so.
Never had a chance to touch the ball.
Yeah.
But a lot of good things coming out of there. So we're going to do a question with, this is a little bit of a twist.
Okay.
Super Bowl with a twist.
All right.
All right, this coming weekend, we'll have Super Bowl 53.
All right.
Which is LIII.
Mm-hmm.
For many, that's their introduction to the use of Roman numerals.
Uh-oh.
So that being the case, when they play Super Bowl 94 in something like 2060, how will that be spelled out in Roman numerals?
Oh, it's too early for me to think about that.
94. Super Bowl 94. What's it going to look like in Roman numerals?
All right, folks. Call us with the answer. 919-929-WCHL, which is 9245. And you're going to win what, Freddie?
$10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And 10 would be in Roman numerals. An X.
Mm-hmm. And hey, you're good to go.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Call right now.
Alexa. Can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa, you know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
I can't even come up with the answer to this question this morning.
X.
Roman numerals.
XC, which would make 90.
Okay.
IV. XCIV. That would be Super Bowl 94.
Okay.
And of course, by that time in 2060, it'll be international. Say the Moscow Mules will be playing the bagpipes of Scotland.
You really think so?
Wow, the NFL's definitely trying. I mean, what do you think they're doing to play all those games over in England?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to expand the game.
Well, take a good thing.
Heck, the ACC keeps wanting to expand.
Take a good thing. Screw it up. Yeah.
The Atlantic Coast Conference may be adding the University of Lisbon. They're on the Atlantic.
Got a situation in basketball where Carolina plays Wake Forest, and it's not an ACC game.
How crazy
How
is that?
How ridiculous is that? Well, anyway, thanks for the Super Bowl question.
You are most correct, and you are welcome.
We'll have another one for you at the end of the week.
That's right.